This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Second hour of the program. As always, you're invited, and you can join us here and talk about whatever's on your mind. That is the point of the show. The toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian,
Cody,
and Johnson.
855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. As we continue here into the second hour, coming up, Governor Paul LePage, was Paul, right, was his first name?
Yep.
Of Maine, which is where you're from originally, Cody, has stepped in it again. Now, he said some dumb stuff over the years, apparently, and he's now done it again. There's a recording of this one. We'll get to that audio coming up here in moments. Pretty entertaining. But first, we go to your calls and thoughts. Sarah is on the line in New Mexico. Sarah, we were talking about dating and what not to say to a woman last night, or not last night, in the last hour. And so I kind of asked you a question about that when I picked up your call at the end of the hour. But you were calling about something else. So go ahead with your topic.
Well, yes, I called the Eric Strauss Show on Saturday, Sunday mornings here. And I, like as you know, trying to get her death penalty back in New Mexico.
Why?
You want to bring the death penalty back?
Just because of the...
What is wrong with you?
We have our Albuquerque is mourning over this rape, torture, and murder of a 10-year-old girl. Okay? And then all
okay.
of these...
So you're going to solve that problem by killing more people?
You realize if they're in jail forever, then it doesn't matter if they're alive or dead? Like,
yeah,
it solves the problem of them doing anything else again. Right.
Well, the thing is, I feel that people are audacious. They got the. They don't mind doing a life in prison as long as they don't get killed. You know, they got this attitude.
I got news for you. You can get killed in prison.
Yeah.
That's what happened to Jeffrey Dahmer. You remember who Jeffrey Dahmer was, right?
Right.
Jeffrey Dahmer, for listeners that don't know, Jeffrey Dahmer was a mass murderer who was killing, I believe, college-age women in Gainesville, Florida.
Although, I will say,
he died in prison at the hands of another prisoner.
I almost think it would be interesting. So if you were to get life in prison, what if they gave you the option to be killed just because you don't want to be alive in prison for the rest of your life? So it's not the death penalty, they just give you the option of that.
I wouldn't necessarily... object to it. One of the reasons why I don't support the death penalty is because they will screw it up. People aren't perfect, and innocent people, Sarah, have been put to death. You do understand that, right?
Well, the innocent people. What about this 10-year-old girl? You don't think she's innocent?
No. Okay, look. There's no doubt horrific crimes are being perpetrated out there in the world. In Albuquerque and everywhere else, there are horrific crimes being perpetrated. I gotcha. But the thing is, if the police catch the wrong person and put them in prison, maybe, you know, somebody was in the wrong place at the wrong time, they look like the person who did it, or whatever. Somebody thought they saw them do it. Whatever the reasons were, there have been innocent people who've been put on death row in this country.
It's true.
And over 100, I believe the last time I looked at the numbers, it was like over 170 of them since the 1970s have been exonerated later on. So decades later, DNA evidence finally comes out or whatever. There's some sort of thing. A witness recants their statement or something changes to where the case gets brought back into court and it's like, oh, well, here's this new evidence that shows that Mr. Smith didn't actually commit the murder that he's been sitting in prison for 20 years. Luckily, he hasn't been put to death yet. We're going to let him out. But there's people who have been put to death who did not commit the crimes that they were accused of.
Yeah.
You don't care about those people.
Sarah, if you found a young girl or whatever, right, you're walking along the street, you know, it's nighttime or something like that, and you find this girl, and she's, you know, looks to be bleeding and has a problem. Do you help her? Would you help somebody like that?
Well, I mean, if I'm available, but I don't come out.
You're available
in Albuquerque.
You don't come out what?
She doesn't come out at night, she said. Okay.
I do believe that.
So it's the middle of the day. You find a...
So it's the middle of the day. But like, there's not anybody around. It's just you. You're the person. Like, either you help her or she's not going to get help.
Well, I'll do the best I can.
Okay, so you go to help this girl, right? Uh-oh, this girl has been stabbed. You're now the only person there. And it appears that you did it. And then the police show up and they go, well, now this is our prime suspect.
You've got DNA all over the body.
Got DNA all over the body. And, this girl, you know, might have some mental health problems. You know, there's all sorts of issues going on here. This is the prime suspect. Now you're going to court for a murder.
I don't buy that. You know, I just think our state being a magnet for murderers and rapists and pedophiles. You know, they all come here. Because they know they can.
Well, that's not true.
Why are you so worried about all of this stuff? Have you, like, in your real life, have you seen any crime? Have you seen it first? Or are you just reading the newspapers and getting scared? That's what I want to know.
My other thought, though, is that, you know, look up, you know, if you do research all day long, look up all the stories about people, you know, getting cleared because of DNA evidence after, like,
she
already being
Google.
In for 10, 20 years in prison, having their life stolen from them, you know, and that's not even being killed. That's just sitting and rotting in prison for crimes that they didn't commit. And it happens all the time.
She doesn't do research.
I really want to know, Sarah, where are you seeing the pedophiles? Where are you seeing the rapists and murderers?
She says they all come to New Mexico, or is it Albuquerque specifically?
How does she know that? Where are you reading that?
All of them.
Where are you getting that?
They all come there.
I mean, the way you talk, I mean, you talk like it's some kind of epidemic, some kind of, like, you know, rapist pandemic or whatever.
You're just
reading the newspaper and getting scared.
I want to give you a hold up. They have 30,000 untested rape kits in New Mexico going back 20 years. And finally, they're going to test 20 of those that involve minors and involved in a murder. Okay, 20 of those. That's going to cost.
So what you're saying is, just to clarify, I just want to make sure I'm understanding what you're saying here. They have 30,000 rape kits that have not yet actually been analyzed in the state of New Mexico?
Going back.
Right. So that's a failure of the state, okay? So you want the very same state that can't even figure out how to, you know, prioritize the rape kits to try to help the victims of these rapes, because, right, you have to run some tests and, you know, run the rape kit or whatever. They haven't done that. They've been sitting on these kits. And, again, I'm taking your word for it, because sometimes the things that you've said have turned out to not be true. So I'm just taking your word for that. So you want that same state that is so incompetent that they can't even finish the job of testing rape kits to do their proper investigation on a rape, you want that same state to determine whether or not somebody should have to die for a crime they may not have committed?
Well, the thing is, you know what, the reason that they're doing all these rapists and stuff like that is because nobody ever gets executed. There's no hard sentence.
Okay, kidding me?
All right, so you think having the death penalty will deter them, right?
That's what she thinks.
That's what you think?
Well, you know, the real thing is that even if they never use it, well, we had a death penalty here, but we only executed one person in 15 years.
If they never use it, why are you pushing so hard?
That's fact.
Why does it matter so much?
They can do it.
Because what she wants is she wants them to use it. She wants there to be a bloodbath.
Why can't you just light up a joint and enjoy your life?
What do you think, Sarah? Should they be bringing back, like, guillotines and, like, public executions? Like, you know, like hang them high, you know, kind of, you know, have people swinging from the local courthouse?
Oh, you know what? They want to behave like the Wild West. They need to do that.
Yeah, the government is behaving like criminals if they're killing people.
Thank you, Sarah, for your call tonight.
I think if we had Ralph and Sarah on, he'd be like, this animal, Sarah!
I don't know. I would think Ralph would support that
penalties.
Oh,
yeah,
penalties.
You think so? Maybe.
I mean, he's from the Philippines, where Duterte is absolutely insane. I mean, the president of that country, and Ralph has not spoken against him. He has not spoken against him. Ralph likes Trump. Ralph likes Trump, and Trump's a big law and order guy, and you know the law and order people love the death penalty. Look, one of the things you talked to Sarah about was, you know, doing research. She admitted to us on the air
at one time.
Well, no, she's never used Google. She doesn't use the internet, even though she walks around everywhere and presumably could walk into a library, sit down, and actually do some research on the internet. She has no familiarity with it whatsoever.
Everything I know, it's just what I read from the newspaper.
Pretty much.
I don't think research is going to improve her life.
Facts.
The woman believes that every pedophile, rapist, and murderer is coming to Albuquerque because they don't have a death penalty. I mean, that's just, you're living in a ridiculous fantasy world.
The only person that I know that's going to Albuquerque is Bugs Bunny.
And he never really makes
He keeps making wrong turn. No, he does make it there, but he makes a wrong turn when he gets there.
The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. We can continue to discuss the death penalty if you like. You can also bring up whatever's on your mind and take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. More coming up.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson. Like 60% of you, I'm not impressed by the two-party system. It's a dinosaur. It's outmoded and no longer reflects today's America. Two-party politics doesn't work, and it hasn't worked for anybody but itself in decades. If we the people are wise, we will never again elect another president from within the entrenched, corrupt, co-opted two-party system. The office of president should serve the needs of everyone equally, with respect and with fairness. I did it as governor, I'll do it as president. Google me. 60% of you have said you want another choice in 2016, and now you have one in me. We the people have a chance to do something in 2016 that may not come around again in our lifetimes. We have a legitimate chance to elect one of our own to the highest office in the land. Give me your vote one time and see what a difference one election can make.
Our best America yet. Johnson Wild, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? It all began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. Skype is actually loaded up right now, which is unusual. And a good thing, because I really like it when people call on Skype, because you usually sound better. Only problem with Skype is you can't hear the feed, you can't hear the show if I put you on hold. And so it's not like it's not designed for professional radio use. So if you're calling on Skype and you don't hear anything, but yet the counter's still ticking away seconds, mm-hmm. that means that we're connected. We'll get to you. It just means you're not next. So just be patient. The toll-free number if you want to join us here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you have Bitcoin or Ether or Dash, you ought to try out the official wallet of Free Talk Live. It's called Jax, and you can get it at jaxx.io or your Google or Apple App Store. It's available cross-platform, meaning it's more than just a phone wallet. You can also get it for Linux, Mac, as well as Windows machines. So go to jax.io. Plus, there's plug-in versions for Chrome and Firefox. It's a great wallet, and it's the official wallet of Free Talk Live. Shapeshift is built in right into the Jax wallet. So if you want to change from your Bitcoin into Ether or into Dash or vice versa or back, you can totally do that with Jax, which means you don't even have to leave the wallet to do it. It was created by Anthony DiOrio. He is the chief digital officer of the Toronto Stock Exchange and a Free Talk Live listener. It's easy to back up your wallet and recover funds with Jax, and they're striving to give you command over your digital life, coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. It's your digital command center in the palm of your hand. Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live at jaxx.io. As we continue here, we'll take your calls about absolutely anything. Still to come here tonight, we'll talk about the Maine governor who has left an offensive voicemail. People are mad about this. We'll tell you what that's all about here in a few moments. And Cody, I'm sure, will have something to say considering he used to actually live there. But we'll continue with your calls and thoughts here. And let's go to the phones and to the fun. We've got Yuri is on the line, I believe, calling from New Hampshire. Yuri, you're on Free Talk Live via Skype. Go ahead.
Hello, Ian. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I want to talk about liberal and I like the idea of new nation, libertarian nation. But
yes, Liberland. Let me bring our listeners up to speed for those that don't know what Liberland is. It is going to be a European micronation. It's a 3-square-mile plot of land, basically swampland between Croatia and Serbia. A bunch of libertarians decided they're going to call that their own country because neither Croatia or Serbia actually claimed that land, believe it or not. So that's what they're doing now. They're trying to get recognition. 7 Polish legislators have actually proposed recognition. The Chicago Journal of International Law has released a 35-page essay that makes the case for statehood for Liberland. So go ahead with your thoughts on it, Yuri.
So I like the idea, but I don't think we should hold our expectation high, and I want to explain some of the difficulties
sure.
Liberland facing. So I more or less agree that both countries don't claim this land, but Croatia is definitely administer this land, and they use this land in their border dispute. And there is a history behind it. So Croatia want to exchange this land to larger portions of land, which is now controlled by Serbia.
So Croatia wants to give the Liberland property to Serbia in exchange for certain Serbian property?
Yeah, exactly.
Is that why the Croatian government goons have been arresting the Liberlanders? So the Liberlanders have been trying to go to Liberland and, like, camp out, basically. There's nothing there. It's just a swamp. So they've been trying to go there, and the Croatian government continues to arrest them. I guess they've had some victories in the courts, in the lower courts, supposedly, but I haven't really heard anything about that recently. Is that why you think they're doing that?
So they're doing it because they don't want another nation there, and they want to control it and to exchange. And the history behind it, because it used to be that border was, and generally still is, by Danube River.
Mm-hmm.
But then there was some work done, and the river was changing its flow, and some of this was done artificially. And when the river changed its flow, the more land turned out on Serbian part of the river. So Croatia is very unhappy about it, and it says maybe let's use the old the old way how river was going.
So you don't think that this is going to bode well for the future of Liberland? That I mean, are these libertarians just wasting their time?
No, it's hard to know, but it's definitely that especially Croatia is interested in administering it and enforcing their laws. I also think that probably some Croatians were using this land to for some, like, to pick some grass for their stock. So
for what? Pick grass for what?
Their stock. Like livestock.
Oh, okay.
For livestock. So probably there was some small use of this land.
So what we know was the Liberlanders would try to enter from Serbia. They'd, you know, they'd gather their, they'd park their cars or whatever on the Serbian side, and then they would get into boats or whatever to get over to Liberland. And then while they were trying to cross over, the Croatians would come in and arrest them. Serbia never gave them any problems, which sort of backs up what you're saying here, Yuri, is that even though Croatia supposedly doesn't claim the land, it sure is, they sure as hell are acting like they claim the land.
Yes. I just read that some of those arrests are questioned by higher court, that the court is saying, let's define where the body is, and maybe people who entered from Serbia are not guilty in crossing the border if Croatia doesn't think there's a border. But
there's a lot of questions, a lot of uncertainty.
There's a lot of questions, but it's definitely that the land is not completely abandoned.
Okay. All right. Thanks for clarifying that tonight, Yuri. I really appreciate it. Anything else you want to share?
On the same topic, that it's great that seven representatives recognized it, but in Europe there are hundreds of representatives, so it's a long way to some effective recognition.
Absolutely. They definitely have a long way to go. But they're determined, and they're trying their best, and you know what? It's probably the best bet for Europe. I mean, unless you've got a better plan. You know, obviously, there's the Free State Project, Shire Society, people moving to New Hampshire, but it can be challenging to immigrate from, as you know, Yuri, it can be challenging. You came from Russia. Basically on asylum, and it's worked out for you, but not everybody has that ability to do that. So I know that the European libertarians are looking for something to escape from where they currently are and you know, have a chance at more freedom. So I wish them the best. I really do. And if it does work out.
Yeah, the same here. Right. I also wish them the best.
Thank you, Yuri, for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. That's Yuri there on Skype, and you can call us on Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. So if you want to learn more about Liberland, they've got a website. In fact, there have been over 100,000 people who've requested citizenship so far. And you do have to substantially contribute to the growth of Liberland to get that citizenship. So go to liberland.org. You can learn more about it there. Liberland, LIBERLAND.org. We'll keep following it here on Free Talk Live because it is one of the more fascinating experiments in freedom out there right now. And hopefully Yuri's wrong. Hopefully the Croatian government will, you know, leave them alone. But governments aren't so good at leaving people alone. Toll-free number 855-453. You can join us here on Free Talk Live.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details. Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 79cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can bring up anything you want here. The studio cam falls into Johnson's salad.
Almost.
Sorry about that.
Second thing that's spilt tonight.
The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up anything you want here. Still to come, though, the ridiculous comments by the Maine governor, Paul LePage. We've got that for you. We had to censor the clip, but we'll play that here in moments. In the studio, you've got Ian,
Cody,
and Johnson.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts, where you can bring up anything you want. We've actually got a bunch of people who've called in on Skype, so let's talk to Steven. He's on the line in New York City. Steven, go ahead.
Hey, so, yeah, I want to call in to talk about the DEA announcing today to place a plant called Kratom on their Schedule 1 list within the next month. This is something that I actually use personally. It's used widely for, like, pain relief as well as, like, an anti-anxiety type substance.
Well, the DEA would have you believe that if it's on Schedule 1 that it has absolutely no medical use whatsoever.
For sure, right. So this is puts it in the class of what, like, LSD or heroin.
I don't think LSD is Schedule 1.
Really?
Is it?
I thought so.
I'll check on that.
I've never gotten high on Kratom.
You've tried it, though?
I've tried it. Maybe I was doing it wrong. Maybe I was a little bit too depressed at the time, but I just got a stomach ache.
Is it something that you smoke? How do you use kratom?
So the only way I've taken it is mixing the plant powder with hot water to kind of make like a tea.
I bought the little energy shot type things.
I've never heard of those.
LSD is on Schedule 1. It is.
Maybe you're doing it the right way because really, kratom only made me sick.
Yeah, so it definitely makes...
But then again, so did oxycodone, so because it's supposed to be like kind of an alternative to opioids, right?
Exactly. So I have a form of spinal arthritis. It's called ankylosing spondylitis. And my physician gave me like an indefinite amount of Vicodin. So it's something I can refill and take on an as-needed basis because I have these flare-ups. Well, I ran into a problem with that because with me getting this condition, it's a genetic condition, not curable, at like 21, a 21-year-old with a bunch of Vicodin, like I didn't have that much fun when I started having the side effects. So kratom has been a fantastic alternative for me. If you drink like a lot, like 5 or 6 cups of this tea, yeah, you will get high. Like that's, I'm not going to argue that. But the alternative.
What's the high feel like? Is it... Is it awesome? Should I buy kratom before it's illegal? I guess that's kind of my question. Should I stock up?
I don't really think it's worth it. I mean, it's probably equivalent to like one Vicodin tablet or something. I mean, I guess if that's your thing. But I primarily use it for the anti-anxiety and the pain relief benefits. And now it's
now gone. You're a criminal.
I'll have to go get my Vicodin again.
You know, actually, you might have a decent alternative. I mean, I've been going to a lot of, head shops and stuff. And I don't know about New Hampshire, but I know in Maine, you can actually get vape juice with CBD oil in it, which is supposed to be kind of like an anti-anxiety type of thing, you know. Not THC, not the psychoactive thing from cannabis, but CBD, cannabidiol.
Now, what about the pain? Is there a pain relief aspect to that as well?
I don't know about pain relief, but... I believe it's anti-inflammatory. You'd have to look that up, but I believe it definitely anti-anxiety.
Maybe you can make the Vicodin into a tea.
Yes. Crush that up. I'm down. Okay. All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Hey,
that's all I have.
Thank you, Steve. Yeah. Let us know anything else you want to share about that as it develops. I don't know how long it takes them to put something on Schedule 1, if they can just make that happen immediately. I know you had a lengthy story, Cody, that you posted to the front page of Free Talk Live. And it was from crack.com, so I don't know how much detail they get into in that. But thanks, Stephen. I appreciate your call tonight.
A little Vicodin, some honey, some ginseng. It'll be delicious.
So the story here, actually, arrowid.org, great website if you want to do some research on drugs, not just pharmaceutical drugs, but plants as well as illegal drugs. And Kratom just pulled up the list of effects here for you, Cody. Gives you, on the positive side, simultaneous stimulation and sedation. Feelings of empathy, feelings of euphoria, aphrodisiac qualities for some people. There's nodding and vivid waking dreams, apparently. Useful with physical labor. Low doses can result in lasting glow in some people, feeling better than normal the next day. Increases sociability and talkativeness. Reduction of opioid withdrawal symptoms. This could be a fun one to try, Cody. I mean, you were joking about stocking up, but... You're kind of the liberty shaman. You like to experience different states of consciousness.
Yep, even the ones I don't enjoy. I mean, you saw me not too long ago coming home with some Robitussin, like, all right, I've got my legal dissociative. Let's see what happens. You know, what you didn't see while you were asleep hours later, me just shivering alone. I need to take a bath. I mean,
did you?
Yes.
Nice.
And it was still terrifying.
Neutral. So those are the positive effects. Neutral effects, relatively short duration, change in ability to focus your eyes, pupil pinning and meiosis, analgesia.
Well, pupil pinning is very similar to opioids. So
negative results for some people include very bitter taste, dizziness, nausea, and or vomiting at higher doses, mild depression during and or after, increase in perceived body temperature, hangover similar to alcohol, including headaches and sometimes nausea at higher doses, itchiness, reduced sexual desire or performance. Now, of course, it also said there it was an aphrodisiac earlier. So your body may be different than other people's bodies and how you respond to this stuff.
Yeah, you never know.
The desire to repeat use more than you intended, addiction, difficulty controlling use and withdrawal symptoms, desire to repeat the experience can lead to addiction, tolerance building quickly after a few days in a row of repeated use, and liver health problems, which they say are fairly rare. So, you know, Aeroid.org is just loaded with interesting information about drugs. That's just the page about the effects of kratom, which is a plant also known as Mitragyna speciosa. Mm. And there's, one of my favorite portions of Aeroid is the experiences.
Trip reports, right. Yeah.
If you really want to know, I mean, it's one thing to read a list of effects. It's another thing to read somebody's experience, what happened to them. So maybe we should pull up, we won't do it right now, but maybe we'll pull up some trip reports, because they got everything from first-time experiences to people who had bad trips.
I want to share a YouTube channel that I found recently.
Sure.
That's fantastic. It's the Hi-Kia YouTube channel, which is a people who basically get high on various drugs. And then they have a very high quality video of them attempting to put together IKEA furniture.
Oh, wow. IKEA. That does sound like fun.
Wow, that's good.
We'll have to check that out later.
I've also got an actual story about Kratom being put on Schedule 1.
Yeah, let's hear about that. Since, you know, we actually do call-ins here. We do requests on Free Talk Live. If you want to hear us talk about something, the way to do it is to call in and bring it up. Now, of course, you can also submit something to the front page of our website, but then, you know, that still leaves the decision up to us. If you actually call in and bring up a topic, we'll usually discuss it to some extent. So, did you want to share that?
Yeah, if we got time.
Yeah, go ahead.
The U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration is moving to place the herbal supplement Kratom on its list of Schedule 1 drugs, effectively banning a naturally occurring psychoactive substance that some say holds promise as a therapy for opioid addiction.
Hmm.
The DEA.
Yeah, we got to keep people on heroin, or keep them on the morphine and the other pills.
Well, you know, a lot of people are making money on that. The DEA, in a notice published in the Federal Register this week, said it wants to include two active kratom ingredients in its most restrictive classification of drugs with high potential for abuse and no known medical benefit, signaling that the government considers the plant as dangerous as heroin. The scheduling move would last for 2 years with a possible extension for an additional year and would go into effect at the end of September.
Now, that's interesting. I didn't know that the scheduling of drugs actually expires. Like, they have to keep rescheduling every 2 years or every year or whatever.
I wasn't aware of that either.
Huh.
I mean, I don't think they're going to let LSD expire. Let's just say that much.
So do they need the Congress to approve this, or can the DEA just go right ahead and say, well, we're adding it to the list?
I don't know.
It's now prohibited. Everyone who has this plant, everyone who has this plant that grows naturally in the earth, you are now a criminal, and we want to put you in prison. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We'll see if we can find some good trip reports for you here in a little bit. Also, you can bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. Plus, what's Paul LePage think? We'll find out. It's Free Talk Live.
Know that sound? That's the sound of trouble for CPAP users. Did you know that just one drop of water in your CPAP system can become a breeding ground for mold and bacteria? Breathe that stuff in and you're battling respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But here's good news. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It's the healthier way to clean your system because it kills 99.9% of germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-951-9693. SoClean makes cleaning your CPAP a breeze. It's completely hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let one drop of water wreak havoc on your body. Call SoClean.com now for your risk-free trial while supplies last. 1-800-951-9693. That's 1-800-951-9693.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? It all began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here. Toll free number 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. The Skype username here is lrn.fm. You know, if you like Free Talk Live and you want to help support the show, please become a Free Talk Live amplifier. The AMP program stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and the idea is you send $5 a month into the show with any major credit card. Also, you can do it via PayPal and Bitcoin. You go to amp.freetalklive.com and you'll get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only podcast, the amp-only forum, which is our Facebook group now, amp-only Facebook group. So go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more, ampamp.freetalklive.com. We've just got Bitcoin back up within the last week or so, and it seems to be working just fine. I've had some sign-ups with Bitcoin, and you know, at first I was saying, you know, do you want to be our guinea pig? I'd say at this point it's working pretty well. So if you're ready to try out Bitcoin amping, you can now do that. You just have to keep in mind, in order to be a Bitcoin amplifier, you have to prepay. There is no mechanism to, because of the way Bitcoin works, there's no mechanism to authorize transactions on a monthly basis with Bitcoin, unless you use Coinbase, which we don't, because Coinbase cut us off. So no more Coinbase. You can still pay us with Coinbase. It's just that Coinbase won't let us have accounts, or they won't let me and Free Talk Live basically have an account. So screw Coinbase. We're now using the Mycelium gear, which means that there's no more middleman between your Bitcoin payments and us. So please go to amp.freetalklive.com.
I was just making up acronyms in my head for, you know, when you were like, AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And I was just thinking, like, also Money Pay. Always mooching people, account make positive.
So, yeah, please, you get perks, and it helps us out a lot when you amp the show. Amp.freetalklive.com. We're going to go to your calls and thoughts here. We got Trey. He's in Louisiana on the amp lines, as a matter of fact. Trey, go ahead.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to give a kind of a testimonial for Kratom. My wife, she was on 10 methadone, 10 milligram pills a day. and kratom actually got her off that and saved her life,
wow.
To be honest.
10 methadone pills.
Yes, sir.
Now, was this prescribed, or was she using it through the black market?
At first, it was prescribed at 3 pills a day, but then that wasn't enough, so we had to be honest, go through the black market.
That's how it happens. I mean, I remember in the early days of Free Talk Live, we talked about the profound drug addictions that people get to these opiates, and almost everyone we talked to had the same story. Oh, yeah, I broke my arm, or I hurt myself in some way, got a legitimate prescription, the prescription ended, and then they went out into the black market and were paying $20 a pill just to keep that addiction going. What was she paying on the black market?
At the time, we was paying $10 a pill. Down here in Louisiana, it was a little cheaper.
$10 a pill. Now, how many milligrams per pill?
10 milligrams.
So, yeah, okay, so that's about right, because I think the 20s were $20, so that sounds about right, $1 per milligram. No, it's not. It's insane, because if you're taking, if you're spending $100 a day on a drug habit, you're going to have to, you're either going to have to sell drugs,
I don't know,
or be independently wealthy, or start robbing people to afford that habit.
Yeah, I could admit to things right now, and I'm never mind.
Are you saying you have a $100 a day drug habit?
Not anymore.
Yeah, okay. That doesn't last very long. Either you end up dying or robbing people or whatever.
Think about how much money you could have if you had just been saving money and putting it in the bank.
Exactly.
And how independently wealthy you could be right
so
now.
So what did it cost her to get the kratom?
This one place we go through online, $4 an ounce.
And I'm looking at the internet here, and it's telling me that you only need a few grams of it to get an active dose. So it sounds like an ounce would last for several doses, quite a few.
Yeah, it would. We would buy we still do, until I guess the end of the September, 3 or 4 ounces a week, and that would last no problem. And I even use that for my back. It helps my back pain because my L4 and L5 is herniated, so I can use that and go to work no problem.
Huh. You must have been buying something different from me, because I know when I tried kratom, I went to a head shop in Maine, and what I got was like a pill bottle, right? And it must have been like $30, which was
enough, sir,
for like a few doses. I must have been doing it wrong, because for me, whatever I was getting was like really expensive.
Yeah, whenever we bought them at a head shop here in town, it was also that much, but that's like when we started buying from a vendor online.
Oh,
One of his Facebook pages.
Damn. Yeah, that's probably what you want to do.
So basically,
yes, sir,
she's still using kratom in order to control the symptoms of the issues that she has.
Yes, sir. Pain in her knee and stuff, and plus that opioid addiction. It got rid of that, thank God. But yes, sir.
That is so tragic. And I mean, obviously, you're going to have to really think about how you're going to handle this. Are you going to continue? And you don't have to answer the question here. I'm just speaking them out loud for our listeners. Are you going to continue to risk going to prison in order to continue using the drug that is helping you and mostly your wife? That's a hard choice to make.
Well, to be honest, we're going to try to stock up as much as we can this month.
Yep. Well, that was going to be my question. I was like, well, at least you got a fair warning. You've got a month. I mean, I don't know how you guys are doing on money, but,
And you're ordering from overseas, so therefore the DEA, in theory, could not go and raid the company and, get a customer list or something like that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, I guess that's a good thing, because I imagine they would do something. That's the kind of thing they would do. Oh, looks like it's when was it? October 1st? When does it go into effect?
Sounds like you're going to have to learn how to get real good with Bitcoin.
September 30th.
So, yeah, the end of September. Oh, all right, time to go raid every Kratom vendor or distributor. They'll probably go and raid a bunch of head shops now. This will be their excuse, just like they did with the head shop here in Keene, where they went in back in 2014 because they were selling some of the synthetic cannabis.
Yeah.
And they went in there and they stole $100,000 worth of their pipes and inventory.
Which is such crap.
Yeah.
The only reason they're selling synthetic cannabis is because the real stuff was made illegal. So, right. You know what? I will never buy that stuff. I don't trust it. I've heard bad stories.
Mm-hmm.
But it would never exist if it wasn't for the government making it illegal.
It's true.
I mean, cannabis has never killed anybody. Zero people. But, you talk about K2 and Spice and all this stuff, you can hear some horror stories
about
people
you don't hear that about
having
cannabis
seizures or tripping out. And this is all just because of the law. I mean, it makes me very angry that this is what, like, all of the drugs, you know, the drugs that really do help people, you know, the cannabis, the psychedelics, the kratom, they are Schedule One, right up there with heroin.
That's right.
And some of the worst things you could put into your system. I mean, even methamphetamine is Schedule Two. I mean, put True. That into your brain, right? And but, you know, like, they give... Basically, dextroamphetamine might as well be crystal meth to kids because they can't focus in school. I mean,
dextroamphetamine is
they basically approved giving painkillers to kids.
Dextroamphetamine is what? ADD medicine?
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
What's the brand name?
Adderall.
Okay. Right.
Adderall. Yeah.
Hey Trey, thanks for the call. If you feel like continuing to update us on the legal status of kratom, we'd be happy to hear about it. And thanks for sharing your story. And I'm sure. That's not an unusual story. I pulled up one of the trip reports from Arrowhead.org, and this guy is saying, I got into kratom as an alternative to popping pills. And it apparently helped him, too. We can read a trip report if we get the chance, but we'll continue.
And that's the problem is, like, the pharmaceutical companies have too much invested right now.
Yeah, do you think that's what's going on here? Is the pharmaceutical companies are bending the ear of the DEA saying, we got to get rid of this kratom stuff?
This is straight-up cronyism.
Yeah,
you know,
I think
the corporations
right.
and the government working together. I mean,
Because where are all the stories of the kids getting high on kratom? I mean, normally...
Right. Never! No,
right, normally
never.
Before...
There are stories of kids getting high on jenkum, but not on kratom.
Right, exactly. You'll have to Google jenkum because we don't have time to get into it. But, I haven't seen them. I have not. I mean, we certainly did see the stories about the synthetic drugs. There were story after story after story of people having bad trips and having bad time and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But with the kratom, until recently, I'd never even really heard of kratom.
Yeah.
And I just started to sort of see it around, but it was never in any kind of negative capacity.
Right. And it's like every herbal remedy or medicine, I mean, they will treat it like crap because it's so hard to patent plants. Right?
Yep. That's
so
probably what this is.
Even like ibogaine. Ibogaine is an amazing plant that will help you rid your addiction to drugs, other drugs, you know. But it's Schedule One.
Wow.
You know, it's therapeutic. But they would rather you be have PTSD or addiction problems and be in therapy for years of your life and have an 8-hour ibogaine experience and rid yourself of an addiction that is killing you.
It's so frustrating that here we are in the 21st century, you know, we're 16 years into this thing. Just now we're starting to see some legalization of cannabis, which has been illegal for decades upon decades, but yet they're still putting other plants on the list.
Right. I mean, God, I hope MAPS hurries up and gets MDMA legalized. Because it's not looking good if
none of this stuff is going to happen in a hurry. I mean, look how long it's taken for cannabis. It's
right.
been they thought it was going to be legalized in the 70s. Hour 3 is coming up here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Join us here on Free Talk Live.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.